Welcome to the Big Ho Pod Show, a talk forum where old school hip hop meets Howard Stern at the Def Comedy Jam, an entertaining and informative podcast discussing everything from pop culture and topics of the day to frivolous fun and nonsense.
The name Big Ho is in no way intended to insult or degrade any one person or people.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
here are your hosts of the Big Ho Pod Show, DJ G-Clef and DJ Biggs.
What's up, everybody? Welcome, everybody, here to another episode of the Big Ho Pod Show.
Yeah. All my exes live in Texas. When they send them texts, you know they ready for them sexing. Ooh, what's up, y'all? It is G-Clef and DJ Biggs for another episode of the Big Ho Pod Show back for 2019. How you been, bro? Everything is good?
Everything's good. Can't complain. Living life, bro. Just loving it. Loving it up.
Yes, sir. I'm just waiting for these allergens to get out of here so I can go back to a normalcy. You know what I mean? It's like straight torture for like a month and a half here in Central Florida. For those of you that are not in the area, we get pollen crazy.
And it's really bad now because we had an extra warm winter, so everything stayed in bloom.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, it's just dragging out. Can't wait for it to be over. But we up in the house again for another episode. And first and foremost, we got to let everybody know we are on iTunes. We have full popularity. And thank you so much.
Yay, thank you.
Can we get
you
a round of applause for that?
Thank you.
And also, we're on Mixcloud, on Stitcher, and on TuneIn. So all if you have one of those apps,
get it.
You could check us out. Make sure you hit the subscribe. You got to hit the subscribe. You got to hit the like.
Because you got to subscribe to us.
We appreciate all likes.
You better like
also,
us.
Give us a great rating. Please. We'd appreciate it. Bro, we got some nice ratings. Rating. We got to give some shout-outs.
Yeah. Who we shout-out
to?
There
was a couple people.
Yeah, go ahead.
This guy was called BBJ Salsa or something
BBJ
like that.
BBJ Salsa.
Yeah, I don't know what that stands
for.
He
said something nice about us, didn't he?
Yeah.
BBJ Salsa.
He said Big Ho is good to go.
What?
He said that on iTunes.
Nice.
This guy named D.A. Jerry Guy hit me up on Mixcloud.
Yeah.
He said, you guys are hilarious. He was cracking up with the chitlins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You like the chitlins? I like chitlins. I don't like chitlins. But that's you like chitlins. Stuff.
He said, you guys are awesome. The whole cast is great. We appreciate you. So thank you so much, and we love you guys, and without you guys, we would not be doing what we are doing.
Sure wouldn't be.
But
I'd be selling crack. No,
we got.
Stop saying
those days are over. We got a guest up in here today, bro. Let him know what's up.
Brother Man is back up in here. This man, he was with us back in 2012.
7 years ago.
Yes, he's a philosopher.
Wise man walking.
He's an artist.
Prophet.
He ponders on wisdom
and life.
This man, the brain.
Is he God?
No. But
who is he?
His name is the mighty Maho.
Hey, what's up, Maho? Woo! Maho on the Big Ho Pod Show. What's up, Maho?
I'm here again.
Yes, sir. Yes, you are. Here.
You look a day younger, sir.
Yes.
What is your secret? Is it olive ole?
Breath.
He said just breathing. Just breathing. Just staying breathing. Alive.
Just okay. Breathing. Staying alive.
Yes. Being positive.
Yes, sir. And meditate.
And learning from every experience that you have.
Yes.
Look that's at what it's all about.
He just walked up in here and dropping wisdom.
Okay, that's
out.
Our episode, everybody. Thank you.
That's what we need to know.
No. So, Maho, what's going on? You got a Facebook now. Last time we spoke to you, I said, Maho, you got a Facebook? No, man, me no have that. Okay, let them know. Give out your social networks. We usually do it at the beginning, but we're going to let the guests do it this time first. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I have Maho Shing. That's my Facebook page. And I have a business page, Maho Studios. And the website is mahostudios.com.
What are you doing with the website?
Well, I do a lot of things. I am currently promoting my art. which I do mixed media. But I'm also doing design and construction. That is what I was trained in, actually. So
with Legos?
Yes, okay. That too.
That's how you started.
That's
out.
Where I started.
That's it.
Yeah.
Got to start somewhere.
Yep.
Okay. So what's been going on with you lately besides your website, your social media, like personally? Did you get married? Do you have any kids? What's up?
Got some children?
Yeah, I got some kids, some lizards, some and some squirrels, and some...
Wow.
Good Lord, how you do that?
Butterflies and grasshoppers.
You baiting with the wrong group, bro.
Not a matter of mating, maybe. Connecting.
Okay, oh all God. Right.
Just yeah. Connecting.
Isn't that called like...
bestiality?
Yeah, bestiality.
No.
Yo.
No.
He ain't connecting in that kind of way. See, we being dirty.
Connecting on a spiritual level, because what you discovered is that everything becomes your teacher. When you get to a point where you quiet yourself, you find out that your teacher comes in many forms. The lizards,
true.
The snakes, the butterflies, the dragonflies.
Lessons every day.
All the time. You just have to be aware and be prepared, be open to see what is around you.
You see, I knew I should have studied before he came up in here.
Bro, get the books out.
I got the Britannicas at home. Encyclopedias.
Remember those?
Yeah.
Yo, I feel like we're in the presence of like a spiritual god.
This man be dropping science.
Yeah, man.
Drop some more.
There's nothing in me that is not within you.
That is true.
We all have it.
We all have it. You're right.
The question is, do you
how you apply it?
Do you
how do you unlock it? Like you that's
access it.
Yeah.
And you access it in quietness and the ability to let go of your perception. Your perception creates your reality.
Right.
So if you let that go and you just observe what is around you, there is a world of infinite possibilities and infinite awareness and infinite beauty that is always in front of us that we fail to see.
Are you psychic?
We are. We all are psychic.
Are you related to Miss Cleo?
Oh, gosh.
Call me now.
No.
We're all related to Miss Cleo. We're all one.
Okay.
Okay. Look, see how he just brought it back? This man is something else, I tell you.
We're all one.
Wow.
There's never two. There's just one.
That is true.
There's just one.
There's one, and then people don't realize that. That's why people are bickering, and once we come to peace and reality that we are all one, can you imagine the energy on this earth?
That's right.
Mm.
And what the energy on this earth is talking about, when we get to the point of awareness that we are one, then we're talking about the resonance. So we start raising the resonant frequency, then it begins to change things for the betterment of everybody, not just for one individual.
Right, because one hand washes the other. It's kind of like stabbing yourself in the face to spite your cheek.
Right.
So we'll raise all kind of things, right? Can it raise my credit score?
I don't that know too. About that.
That
well,
too?
Actually, yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yes.
Okay.
It can raise your credit score, because how it does this is by reducing that desire that you may have.
Right.
For
purchasing.
And once you reduce that desire, you live on a more basic level. If you realize what people clutter their lives with. Is desires and things that they don't really need.
And they'll never stop. It's never ending.
Absolutely.
I got to get this. Once you get it, I want that.
Right.
It's like, you'll never reach
the status. It's a chain reaction.
Right.
Right.
Mm. Right. It's kind of like even, I hate to say it, but today's world with with the online dating, with the apps, people are never satisfied. Oh, let me find a better person. And then that person is never good enough.
The grass is always green on the other side.
On the other side. We know many
look at that.
People.
Look at that. It's rubbing off on me already. Look there at my hole. Rubbing off.
There you go.
I'm getting wisdom.
So you had an art show, I remember you were promoting when you came here before. Are you still displaying your art? Like, where can people see your art besides your website?
Well, right now it's only on the website, but I'm working on a show right now. As a matter of fact, I was up for about 6-7 hours last night just trying to get this stuff organized. So it is coming. It's coming within the next year. And I'm also working on a book.
Nice.
All right.
Okay. You want to be on Dr. Phil?
Eventually.
Okay. Because I could call him, I know him.
You know Phil?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll call him. I'll hit you up with his number.
Mm. Yeah.
Let him know what's up. Okay. I could see him on there too. I could see him on all the shows.
There,
dropping
knowledge
on Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey needs some knowledge. He needs some knowledge. Please go to Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, but Maho, like the way you move, you have an aura about you that says, I am here. Mm. It is okay now.
Mm.
It's all good in the hood.
I'm the choir. Mm.
Maybe I'm just a reflection of those who are looking at me.
Oh, so I must be something then.
Could be. Look at that. Could be. Because you have that seed of knowing. Because if you didn't have that seed of knowing, you wouldn't recognize what
that
you're
is true.
At.
And we spoke about that before.
Game right. Recognize game.
That's true. That's absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Right.
A lot of people are lost. This world is full of fools. Like, they walk around blinded and just confused and brainwashed.
It's confusion.
Yeah. But I think more people are awakening. Do you see that?
Absolutely.
What do you think?
You see it every day. There's a certain discombobulation of ideas, and because of that, people are not sure exactly where they are. And they grasp at different things, and they grasp for value and they grasp for meaning. But I think there's an underlying tone and current that is actually emerging from all of that chaos and all of that confusion that is finding itself in the vocabulary of people's their everyday language. And it's very interesting what is happening, because on top of concurrently, while all of this is happening, there's a lot of chaotic news, and there's chaos, and there's events, which is actually trying to drown out what is actually emerging from within. Yes.
Yeah. I don't watch the news. Biggs, you watch the news?
I do. I do watch the news.
It's pure negativity.
I kind of like to see what's going on. Yeah, it is.
We do have to stay informed, you know? Obviously.
Yeah.
But to be submerged in all that negative, oh, this guy got shot, this girl got raped, and it's like, come on, give us some positive.
You're talking about news like that. I'm talking about if it's going to rain, I need to know if I got my suede Pumas
Pumas.
What I'm talking about.
Real news. There's a danger in extricating yourself from your surroundings. And what that danger is, you become isolated. Remember, we live in a world of duality. And because we live in a world of duality, we need to have our fingers on both aspects of our duality. Because if you don't have that, then your sense of reality becomes fragmented.
Mm.
So the question is to be aware of it, but not to consume it.
Right.
That's a trick.
But I think, don't you think once you get, it's like anything else, once you're aware of it, it becomes second nature, and you don't have to really think about thinking about it. It'll just automatically happen.
To a point, but I think what we're actually talking about is two different things. I mean, being aware is like self-awareness, but being aware of what is happening outside of you doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to take it in. It means that you're aware of it.
So it gives you a
frame of reference.
Yes, sir.
Like the buffoonery. You're right. Aware of it, but you won't let it come into your space.
Right, right.
That means clowning for you black people out there.
Clowning is all good, too.
Yeah, you gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh.
You gotta feel good.
And you gotta be able to cry. That's also important.
Form of release.
Like R. Kelly.
Right.
Huh? Cry like R. Kelly?
Yeah. R. Kelly was crying, all right. Mm. Yeah, but he's a human being too. But yeah, people have to release, and they have to be... It's all about ego, don't you think? The ego?
Yes. Ego is a building block of our chaos. That's where it comes from. Mm. It starts with that. And ego is a source of the separation.
Yep.
I am better than you. You're below me. Mm. You see, that narrative actually drives our reality to a point where it manifests in who should have this and who shouldn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that creates the suffering in the world. And then the suffering is what creates the chaos, and the chaos comes with the violence. So it's all interconnected.
Mm. It's all of a vicious chain of cycles.
It's a chain.
Mm.
It's a chain. But if you come to your own self-awareness, you realize your part in it, because the tendency is to say those people over there, they are the ones causing my suffering. They're the ones causing my pain. You know, they look blue or they look green or they look black and they're the ones.
They need to look in the mirror.
Yes, if you realize that those people are you.
Yes.
They're your desires, your hopes, your dreams, your fears, and it's all you. Even though the image may look different in terms of color, form, texture, shape, etc., it's still you.
That's it.
And once you accept the you, then there's no more need to judge people.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah, he's preaching. There it is. Get the Holy Ghost up in here.
For those of you just checking us out, we are the Big Ho Pod Show, and we have our super guest, Maho, in here today. He was here back in 2012. We are on Mixcloud, TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes. Please leave us a great rating, and we appreciate it. And we like to help people promote their product or service. So he is in here today promoting his art, his website. He got his website down. I got to check it out, bro. How many pages do you have on your website?
Only four.
Okay, that's plenty. That's a lot. Enough.
That's a lot. There's a lot of content there.
Yeah. Do you do any special custom art for people? Say somebody reached out to you and say, I would love for you to paint a picture of this person or that person or whatever. Or do you just go inspirational off the top of your head?
I choose at this point to go inspirational. What's going on right now, the bulk of my effort is focused towards construction and designs and interior. But ultimately, my intention is to move that in a more direct artistic expression, which could be abstract and could be customized to people's desires. But because I believe there's a message within, and that message is not necessarily a special message. It's just an opportunity to clarify.
Okay.
You know, we need clarity more than anything else. And I think my focus should be geared towards clarification of how people live and why we do the things we do and how we can make a positive change in our lives.
So if somebody come to you and they said that they want you to paint a picture of them butt naked, would you do it?
Probably.
Oh, see that? All right.
Yeah, I'm just getting information.
He's probably done a lot of those already.
Yes, I do.
Oh,
I do. Okay. I think the issue of nudity is absurd.
I thought you were going to say sookie sookie.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sookie sookie.
Yeah, I think the issue of nudity is absurd. I think it's very hypocritical.
We were born naked.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And the things we do to each other is way more impactful and dangerous and harmful than the nudity. I think nudity, you know, I remember when I was a young boy and I used to bathe in the river, you know, boys and girls used to bathe in the river, and that was
normal.
There was no problem. It was normal. River. It was very normal.
Yo, bathing?
There was no sexual connotation.
Right.
There was nothing.
It's all about the intention.
Yes.
Come on, children, take clothes off. Time to go to the river.
No, the painful thing about it is that now you have a little baby. You know, and the baby can't be seen naked because it's a violation of social moral. Which I think is absurd.
Right.
It's totally absurd.
Well, they got the little baby nuggets out. That's why. They don't want to see
Well, you know, we were talking about this like last episode, sensitive people.
Yes, sir.
They're overly sensitive. Yeah. Like, we were born naked. You've seen a pair of breasts. You see them all. That's the way I see it. Ooh, she got breasts.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
Do you agree?
Right.
Biggs, do you agree?
I agree.
Okay.
I think there's more important things that we should focus on instead of those minuscule issues. No, we're not talking about the perverts out there.
Right.
This is not...
Now we talk to you perverts out there.
Yeah, this is not about...
So we said breasts.
This is about just accepting ourselves and accepting who we are, including what we look like from our physical standpoint.
Right.
Right. All sizes. That's why we call Big Ho. Like, we don't discriminate.
Right,
you know, big, little, big. If you are a big hoe, more power to you. Like we say, you know, just protect yourself, as we say. But
who would admit that, though?
There's some people out there. Okay, let's do a little rating scale. Well, I don't want to offend anybody, because I was going to say if you're this weighted up, then you're considered big. But that's a matter of opinion. If you could make it to my 600-pound life, then I would say you're big. Would you agree?
But not necessarily a hoe.
Yeah, true. You could be a skinny hoe. You don't have to be any certain size to be a hoe. It's just a state of mind. But then the hoe doesn't really realize they're a hoe. You ever notice that?
Well,
it
is labels. But sometimes, I think you kind of know if you're a hoe, you're a hoe. I think you kind of know that, don't you?
But they're in denial, though. I ain't no hoe. What? Oh, I'm going out with seven different guys this week. And I sleep with every single one of them. But I ain't no hoe.
If you always tired and can't make your kids breakfast.
That's a sign you's a hoe.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
Reality hits you in the face head on.
I mean, you could be working the third shift at the hospital, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some examples of Maho's art here. Check it out.
Oh, nice.
Good stuff.
You have a story.
Describe some of them.
Yeah, you have a story behind every piece, Maho. Obviously, I mean, do you just throw some paint on the wall and say, abstract?
What is that? What's that, impressionist? Pow! No. Just splat it up.
No, there. I think how I produce my art is based on the emotion. And you really try to define the language of the emotion. So what I've discovered is that there's the intellect, there's a training, there's what you've been taught.
And there's
what you have learned.
Hey, you painted me.
You have what you have learned, and then there is your emotional evolution.
Yes.
Right? And there's all aspects of you. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people identify with what they think is what they call belief. Their belief structure, their belief identify them, their name identify them, their age identify them, their residence identify them, their nationality identify them. But they never really look at the possibility that their emotion could also identify them.
Yeah.
Right? So the thing of the emotion is that the emotion is actually the engine that motivates you from a base level. Mm-hmm. So who are you emotionally? Have you ever thought about that? Mm. You know? And when you start put those concepts into context, it begins to give you a wider breadth of possibilities in determining who you are, what you do, and how you live on this planet.
Mm. I have a question for you. Do you have any suggestions? Like, this is serious talk. Do you have any suggestions as to how we could spread this to people to make them be more woke, as they say now? Like, I know people are becoming more quote-unquote woke, but a lot of people are afraid to let go of what they know and the nonsense and the buffoonery, and they think that this type of way of thinking is
because,
like,
it's comfortable, right?
Yeah,
that's what they know.
Right.
No, you don't awake people. That is something that is impossible. One person can't awake another person. The awakeness come from within.
True.
But so what you can do is suggest, to be an example,
right?
The ideal example of who you are from your awakened state.
Okay.
So when you live from your awakened state,
yes,
that in turn will cause a chain reaction for others to see.
It's kind of like Biggs, remember back in the day
when
old school hip hop, they all rocked black medallions?
Yeah, the awareness badges.
Right,
yes,
and then everybody started wearing it. Oh, it's cool to be
everybody
black.
Everybody from Africa.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody Jungle Brothers, Africa. Public Enemy.
Give them a globe, they couldn't even point Africa out.
That is true. That is true. But yeah, I think that people are becoming more conscious, especially with the internet. Mm-hmm. We have Facebook Live, we have YouTube, we have all these outlets that people can check out besides just your regular boob tube, and then people are becoming more open to different options.
Well, there's also another thing. The other day I went on I was taking a walk on the beach, and it was an early morning walk, and there were some people sitting on the beach that were doing yoga. So I passed them, and then there's something touched me and said, you know, you should go and speak to those people. And I hesitated. I thought that it wasn't appropriate because they were in their private session, and I was going about my business, and I shouldn't disturb them.
Were they a downward dog?
You nasty.
Some of them were, yeah.
Don't mess with them where they're a downward dog.
Okay, why?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
But what happened? What happened out of that? And that was a lesson for me, is that the spirit keep touching me and say, you need to go speak to those people.
Right.
And I resisted. And then finally I did.
Okay.
And I spoke, and I didn't know these people. I don't know who they were.
What did you say to them?
I just say what came to mind. But the point is,
The
point is that we have the ability to touch other people without even being aware of it, without even having any intention. Mm. Right. And sometimes you're placed in a particular situation to be there to influence those people's lives, unknowing to you.
Right?
Okay.
And most of the time, most of us, we either shy away from it, we use the self-talk, talk ourselves out of it.
Yeah,
but if you listen to that inner guidance within you, that inner guidance will always provide a connection.
Okay.
You just have to show up. And I think I was showing up at that point in time just by listening to that inner guidance. And I think, you know, if people listen to their own inner guidance, it will happen in quite unexpected ways. And I think that is part of the evolution, the awakeness that is evolving on this planet.
Mm. We just got to temper that, though, with telling people, okay, if you guys out there, you got the thought of going up to a woman and doing whatever's in your mind, don't do that. That's not what Maho is talking about.
Don't do that. Because you know a lot of guys want
to
just
be going to jail and saying Big Ho told you to do that.
No, you end up like R. Kelly.
Then don't do it.
You don't want to do that.
Don't do it.
And ego, you got to be aware of the dance with ego. Ego is a very sinister individual. That ego will take you and twist you and turn you and, you know, it messes you up big time. So in the course of these actions and these connections with the spirit, you got to be aware when the ego steps in. You got to know him. You got to be very familiar with him.
Yes, sir.
You can't hide from him and say, oh, I don't want to be there. I don't want to be. Just know him. Mm. Embrace him.
Mm. Is that kind of like the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other? Ego is the devil.
Well, people use different metaphors.
Right, description. Right. Whatever works for you, I guess.
Right.
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 Okay.
But the idea, again, we're talking about being positive and negative. So the idea of positive and negative, you don't polarize yourself with either the negative or the positive.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What you do, you always try to find a center, the balance in between. Mm. The ideal place for one who is awakened is the point of balance, the ultimate point of balance.
Some people would say the yin and the yang.
And that's where you live from.
Yin yang twins?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you live from the place of balance.
Shake it like a salt shaker.
Shake it.
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
I was like, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah. I know that song. I twerked it up in the club with the yoga people.
Go ahead. We started to cut you off, Maho. Go back to the wisdom that you were spitting from your mouth.
It's all good, man. It's all good. There's wisdom in everything.
In what we just said?
Everything.
I think I asked you before last time. You still take that Irish moss?
Irish moss? What's that? What's Irish moss?
Irish moss.
Is that something you drink?
I've had Irish moss.
That's a Jamaican joint.
Yeah? Yo, to get you lit? Oh, get you sprung. Oh, Lord. Maho don't need that. Maho good.
But it springs his brain cells.
Mm. Okay, so it makes you wiser, too.
Meditation springs your stronger. Brain cells.
Yeah.
Meditate. Peace.
It's so elating. Like
finding that peace within is the key.
Yep.
Peace is good.
And recognizing chatter.
I like peace.
When it's present is the key.
Piece of chicken.
And to relax that chatter is very important.
Piece of ham sandwich.
A lot of times people tend to go in pursuit of something. They want to chase something. They want to chase religion. They want to chase
trinkets and goods,
which is obvious. Those things, the physical things, are obvious, but they also chase ideas and concepts,
right?
And because of that, they never really get to absorb anything because they're always involved in the chase. It was more about the chase.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
even
today with social media, Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, look at these people. They're on vacation. Look at this car they have. Look, I don't have that. I ain't going on vacation. I gotta go to work. It makes people depressed a lot, I heard.
You can't get it in your head.
Yeah, a lot of women, especially.
Yeah, they feel like they don't have it. Right.
Everything's better over there. Like Maho said earlier, everything's better over
Guys, we're simple. We don't really care that much. I mean, you know, we just.
It all depends, you know, because sometimes you may see, like, this guy got this new car or motorcycle or, you know.
Yeah, but.
I don't think it's sex dependent. I think it's human. It's a human condition.
Right.
And it depends on your exposure. And what you've been in, what you feel you're entitled to.
Don't watch the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Well, don't watch that stuff.
So you don't feel that way.
That's nonsense TV. When did you think this started? Like, what year do you think? Because I know you came back from a previous life. No.
Oh.
Wanting all these trinkets and goods.
Okay. I'm focusing. I'm sorry.
It started from year one.
You were living then.
That's a part of human nature.
When you were in your previous life.
If we're all one. Then the very first day I was there.
Whoa. Say that again.
If we're all one, then the very first day I was there.
The very first day. The very first day of your existence, or the very first day of this earth.
The very first day of creation, I was there.
So you're saying you're Adam.
No, we are Adam.
Mm.
We are
Adam and we are Eve.
We are one.
We are the Notorious B.I.G. And we are Tupac. And we are Nas. And we are Chuck D.
I'm checking out on this. I don't know what y'all talking about.
It's
going
to take a while to absorb that. But if you think about it, you'll see the connection.
That's deep.
That's why I got the crazy rapping skills. I knew it, bro.
I knew I should have studied the Britannicas this morning before I came up in here. Because I don't understand a word this man's saying.
Yeah, can you translate it for a dumb it down for the audience? No, let me stop.
Call the audience dumb. We didn't mean that. Please, we love you.
Your audience are
You're
smart.
Not dumb.
They're not
They're
dumb.
Smart. Yeah, of course they are.
Of course
they have some great audience out there.
Yeah. So, Maho, Your social media again, give that out again.
Maho Sheng on Facebook and mahostudios.com.
Yep. What's your Instagram? You got an Instagram?
Maho Sheng.
Oh, that's Instagram? Okay.
Do you have a Twitter?
No.
Okay. You don't tweet?
No, I don't tweet.
Okay.
We tweet.
I'm allergic to
tweet. You're allergic to tweeting? We tweet a little bit. Tweet.
Do
tweet.
You have a YouTube channel?
No.
That's coming. It's coming.
I think you should. There's some very interesting people on YouTube. Seriously, all joking aside, I think you would be great on YouTube, and you would have an amazing amount of followers.
Be serious. Maho would be great anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Are you going to speak anywhere? Like any upcoming engagements where you'll be talking? Any venues?
Well, I usually go to a sangha. It's called Fish Lake Sangha.
Mm-hmm. Where is that? Fish Lake?
Fish Lake Sangha. You can look it up. And I usually attend Fish Lake Sangha.
Okay.
And I go there and I usually share my experiences, as everybody does.
Okay.
So that's my spiritual community right now.
When are you there?
On Sundays.
Okay. Okay. Fish Lake Sangha.
Fish Lake Sangha.
Sangha.
Very
Samba,
interesting.
Samba, Sangha. Sangha.
Okay.
That's it. Yes.
I'm going to go.
That's off the Buddhist tradition. Not that I'm particular about any particular religion, just that that's the one I'm in right now.
Okay.
I've been a church goer for many, 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 many years.
Yes, sir.
I've studied the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Cover to cover.
Yes, sir.
And this is where I am right now. It's all a process. It's all a walk, a journey.
He's about getting knowledge.
And he doesn't eat pork.
No pork.
No, I don't eat pork.
What, man?
I love pork.
Are you crazy?
That's good.
You can't think about it when you eat it. Just enjoy. Bacon is the bomb, yo. But in moderation.
Of course.
Everything in moderation.
You don't want to die. You know, if you eat too much of it. But
yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Maho's something else. I tell you, I knew it when he was coming up in here. Just even you didn't even have to turn light on in this room because his wisdom lights this room.
The shining, guiding light.
What?
As the world turns, as we search for tomorrow.
That's what we talking about. Pow! Search for tomorrow. What is that, a soap opera?
No, that's what he's going to name his book.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about soap operas
now.
That's
the name of your book, isn't it?
I told you I should have studied before I came up in here. They stole it from him. I should have studied.
They stole it from him. Do you have a timeline for this book? Do you have a title? Like,
I would say within another year it should be out.
So you're working on it now?
I'm working on it now, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Do you have publishing or maybe we could publish it, bro? Published by the Big Ho.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody want to buy it, though. They see that.
We got to get some money to do that.
Looking for sponsors.
Hey, we are, too.
Yes. Glad you brought that up.
Yeah, let them know about the sponsor seeking, bro. Let them know.
Please, anybody out there with money. If you got money.
Yeah, it's got to be some
sponsors. Clean money, though. Yeah, clean money.
Legitimate.
Clean money.
We are in the market for sponsorship. I sent DJ Biggs that pod survey. Did you look into that?
I did see it.
Okay, so there's going to be a survey that you fill out so we can present to our sponsors, our potential sponsors, as to our audience to see if it's a good fit for them. So, you know, we don't want to have, you know, hip-hop people and then they trying to promote. What do you think wouldn't fit? Hip-hop, you know, like doilies or something. I don't know. You know, it just wouldn't be a good fit.
Right. We do not have a Martha Stewart audience.
Well, she's with Snoop, so you never know.
You don't, because she's, you know.
Yeah, hip-hop is worldwide, so you never, hey, maybe doilies, who knows?
I would like to put this out here, that, and it just came to me.
Okay.
That the way that we were living in this country is based on it's a self-centered way of life. And I think things are changing so fast right now before our eyes. The technology, as a result of technology and as a result of expectations and just what is accessible to us in general. And I think once we shift our perception, we shift our energy, focus.
Right.
Okay.
To this separateness from what we have right now. Me, you gotta give it to me. I need everything. You know, it's never enough. You gotta give me more.
What are you trying to say? We shouldn't get no sponsors?
No.
Oh.
What am I saying is that
when we about to kick you up out of here,
reducing the boundaries between us, between the have and the have not.
Okay.
And allow that flow to take place. You see, it's a current. that is going to drive our new world, our new reality. And that current comes from within us. And that current is also based on how we perceive ourselves and perceive the world next to ourselves. So once we change that dynamic, it's going to open a whole new reality. And I just want to plant the seeds for those who are within the hearing of these words that you may be one of those people. You may be one of those people who have a little bit more and you could just share it. And I'm not saying you should share, just give it away.
Handouts.
I'm not saying handouts. What I'm saying is that look, fear is what proud. Causing Hand us to hold me. On to stuff right now. Fear. We're fearful. We're fearful of getting old. We're fearful that we won't have enough. And so on. Because of that, we have this misership, you know, gravitas mentality. And once we let that go and realize that what we have is not necessarily what we have in our bank account, but what we have collectively, including the human and intellectual resources, that says a lot more than what you have in the bank account. So once you realize that and you want to be a partner in that dynamics, you'll be a partner in the transformation of this world and this reality. So be open to that.
When you give, you get. It's an energy. Right.
Basically.
Yeah. You can't just hoard everything and expect stuff to come to you. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
Please. You have to share.
That's right. So give to Big Ho Pod Show so I can get me a new pair of Jordans. I'm joking.
No, he's kidding. I'm joking. We're not about that.
I'm joking.
But our Facebook page, if you would like to reach out, it is the Big Ho Pod Show. We just took a new picture today. We will be putting it up. It's fresh and fly.
Yes.
Do they still say fresh?
I don't know. That's kind of dated, but it's okay. It's lit. You can say we old school.
It's lit.
That don't sound good coming out of your mouth. It's fresh. It's fresh.
Yeah. That's Gucci. Oh, no. We don't want to say
Fatabulous,
that.
A really good photographer took the picture.
Yes.
Picture's great.
All right. So, Maho, you were here before. So, you kind of know we like to interview people, let them shine, quote unquote. But it's time for you to let us know what kind of hip hop, classic hip hop, you like, because that's what we're about.
What's going up in that knowledge of yours with hip hop?
Name some old school hip hop artists that you're into you remember in the day. Maybe you listen to them now.
Who you know?
You know, we're talking about 90s. We ain't talking about no Lil Yachty, okay?
Yes.
If you know who that is.
Go back in the day.
How about Craig G, Marley Marr?
Oh!
What? Oh!
That's what I'm talking about!
What, dropping science? Because you are?
That's so apropos.
I'm dropping science.
You said it. I didn't.
That is apropos.
He is dropping the science.
So we're gonna play that one today as we wrap it up. But can you tell us some other hip-hop that you liked back then, like old school stuff? Some artists. It don't have to be specific songs. Naughty by Nature?
Yeah, I like Naughty by Nature.
You see?
Yeah.
That's good stuff back in the day, man. Yeah.
That was taking me way back now.
Doesn't it? It does to me.
Oh, he was down with OPP is what he said.
Yeah, you know me.
He's like, oh, yeah. I could see it in my mind now. I could feel it.
It's taking him back. It's taking him back.
Name some other old school hip-hop artists you like.
Public Enemy.
Okay.
Enemy. Yes. That's a good one. Who else you got? I know you got another one.
Straight Out of Compton.
NWA.
All right.
NWA in the house. Okay. Yes. Okay. We love them too. Yes.
Okay.
Except
what about
that
some
one song? Except for that one song.
Which one?
The ones with the police.
Oh. Yeah.
Love the Boys in Blue. Love the Boys in Blue.
Yeah. Okay. We need them. Yes. Yeah. You like any female rappers from back then?
Mm-hmm.
Salt and Pepper.
Ooh, yes. Push it.
He's like, who is that? I put Salt and Pepper on my food.
That's right.
Put it on me food. We don't know them.
I eat salt and pepper.
Okay. You better not eat the salt as we get older. No, cut that salt out.
That's true.
Now, this is not a sponsorship for Mrs. Dash, but I suggest you use it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't use that salt, man. It's not good for you.
There you go. Right? We got an audience up here.
We got a studio,
studio
audience. Yes. What are you saying in our audience?
Oh, we did to take it. She made a play on the word dash. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was funny.
All right, we'll keep her shut. Out of here.
Okay. Yes.
All right, so we're gonna wrap up this episode of the Big Ho Pod Show. We appreciate you,
Maho, for
coming in.
Yay.
Thank you so much. And before we go, we'll give out our social medias. Let them know what's up with your social media, bro. Let them know.
Yeah, you can catch me on Facebook and on Twitter with DJ Biggs Orlando. That's two G's. You can also catch me on Instagram, Mike in My Hand 2018. And my website is ErnieBiggsEntertainment.com.
And you could check me out on Instagram and on Twitter, GClef the Realtor. If you're in Central Florida, you're looking to list or you're looking for a property, I will be your realtor. Just send me an email. Hit me in the DM. I'll take care of you. Get your credit right, and we can find you a nice house. Website is GClefProductions.com. On Facebook, GClef Productions as well. And our new Facebook page, The Big Ho Pod Show.
Yes!
We will be releasing that shortly. Woo-hoo! With a new picture. We're going to put little pictures of guests, comments.
Yes.
Hit us up there. We appreciate it.
We're doing this thing right.
Yes, sir. And once again, on iTunes, please, we appreciate it. Go ahead and plead with it, bro.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Where's the organ music?
Right now, we need you. Please, testify. We need you. Come on and give us your likes. Review us. Tell us that you love us,
because we like that. If you do love it, if you do like what we're doing up in here, trying to do something for y'all, let us know.
Get all the right? likes up. Yeah. And yeah. Leave us a 5-star rating, a nice comment. We'll give you a shout out. Bro, you know what I was thinking?
What's up?
And we'll talk about this afterward. A giveaway.
Yeah.
Some sort of gift card.
Oh, see, now he's going in my pocketbook now. So
well,
he trying to
we
make
can
me
get
spend
a sponsor. Maybe, yeah, yeah, maybe Maho could do a nice painting for us.
There you go.
To give away.
Yes.
To promote his art.
Maho's he's looking at us like we're crazy.
But
look at him.
You're going to have to pay for postage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You out there, the viewer. Okay, not
no,
us.
We'll take care of that. We're messing with you. Right, yeah. But we'll talk about that.
No, we
seriously,
not.
On the serious note, like, you know, we'll talk about.
Do a giveaway. That'd be nice. That'd be nice. Yeah.
That'd be cool. So, you know, just to say thank you, you know, people like to get things like that, and they would remember us.
I got a shout out. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I got a shout out. I got to give it up to Brother Man that be taking care of posting our podcast.
Oh, yes.
I got to give it up to his name is DJ X-Con. His real name is Matt. And
he's an ex-convict.
No, he's not an ex-convict. Oh. That's just his DJ name, DJ X-Con. He's
a
good.
Felon.
He is the EDM mix master. Let me tell you, this man can mix it up. And he's the one that takes care of all of our
thank
web
you, Matt.
Posting,
we appreciate
it. He's in the house. Matt's good people.
That's only right. We say thank you. We appreciate you, Matt.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. So go ahead, Maho. Let us know what song you selected to play at the end of the Big Ho Pod Show. You said it before. Say it again.
Drop in Science by Craig G and Molly Marl.
All right.
Oh, yes, we going to play that today. Dropping that science, baby.
Yes, sir, because Maho definitely be dropping science, all right?
Ooh.
So we out until next time. Thank you so much. We out, y'all. Peace.
Hey, later. Yep, yep.
When I get stupid to the point that I'm mentally mad, my rhymes start to flow, so I simply must brag about my style that makes you vibrant. I keep driving until the song turns me to a hip hop giant. Me and Marley Marl, we're going one on one for any sucker rapper that chooses to come. And for me, Craig G, aka the Kingpin, I drop science. Can't you tell how I'm singing? They hate how I turn my mic cord to a whip. Suckers just have to flip, cause I'm so hip. Craig G and Marley Marl, we form the ultimate alliance. No sucker can deal when I'm dropping science. 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 Rappers, ask yourself the same question. Why am I best in this profession? Is it because you're scared to step to me, yo? All the things Marley does in his studio. I drop science as if I was Butterfingers. And I know there's not another singer in this lifetime to kick the right rhyme. Cause there's not another rhyme quite like mine. And when it comes to having showmanship, I really don't care who you're going to get. Cause rappers hate me. I'm so defiant and I can get stupid just by dropping science. I'm dropping science. I'm I'm dropping signs. And what this means is, we'll be the dopest duo coming out of Queensbridge. Now crews hate us, cause we're extraordinaire. For you to beat us, I think that's sorta rare. These rhymes are dope, that's how I transmit. It sizes perfectly, so that they can fit. You're stepping to us, you need traction. Or you'll be another sucker, miss it in action. You hate to hear it, you'll learn to love it. My smoking rhymes, you'll always think of it. I eat MCs up like a pack of hungry lions. So step out my way, I'm dropping science. I'm dropping signs. The Vernon Posse, along with me, Craig G, is gonna rock it till the crowd begs me to kick the next verse. Your context worse, like all the others, that's why I give respect first. And believe me, I'm never on another's, cause as a member of Cold Chillin' Warner Brothers, I do swear to uphold this title of rap to be the boldest among so many MCs. Yo, Marley, are we outta here?
Yo, Money, let's breathe.
I'm dropping signs. I'm dropping signs.